Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, where I coach owners of residential cleaning companies every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on anything and everything having to do with building cleaning companies. If that's you and you're jumping up in your seat right now with your hand up, you're in the right spot. Don't forget to go to growmycleaningcompany.com. You can find everything you need to grow your cleaning company. We got videos, we got webinars, we got podcasts, we got downloads, all sorts of cool stuff. If you want to reach out to us, be on the show, ask a question, our producer Natalie is where you do that. You can email her at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com. Or if you're driving, give us a call, 480-648-5149, 480-648-5149. We love hearing from Cleaning Nation. Today, we are chatting with Rudy Abate from Nuovo Cleaning Company. Nuovo Cleaning Company is in Washington, D.C. and surrounding areas. They do commercial, they do residential. If you want to reach out to Rudy and her team, you can get a hold of them at www.nuovocleaningcompany.com. And before you freak everyone out, Rudy, I fell for it. Thought she was a fellow, but this is a young lady. Rudy, welcome. Say hello.
Hello. Thank you. I always get that, by the way. I always get, oh, you're a girl.
Yeah. What's with your parents? Don't they know that Rudy is a dude's name? Didn't they see the movie Rudy? It was awesome.
They're trying to set me up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a boy named Sue, but reverse.
Yeah. It's always a good surprise, though.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Exactly. I'm like, well, this dude sounds attractive. What's going on? Oh, it's a chick. All right, now that makes more sense. but before we get into the silliness of coaching, I have to hear the important answer. Have you seen the movie Rudy, and what is your review?
Yes, I have.
Did it live up to your namesake? Do you give it the thumbs up?
Every time I feel down, I'm just like, let me watch my movie and get my inspiration back.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for a movie called Mike, but so far, not a blessed thing. It's not happening. So I guess I could complain, but at least, you could complain about having a guy's name, but at least you have a movie after you, where most of us, not so much.
Well, you can always make a movie on YouTube now.
Yeah, I've got 100 of them out there. Nobody cares. Still not a movie star. All right. Well, tell us about you, sister. How did you get into business? How did you get your name? How did you get connected with Cleaning Nation? What is going on in your world?
Okay. So I'm actually a massage therapist in the DMV area.
You are on the wrong show right off the bat.
I know. So the way I got started is I would travel to businesses, and I have my own office in D.C., and the cleaning company that usually cleans would use like a harsh chemical or whatever chemical that you use would leave my client sick, or I would get sick. I'm really sensitive to like scents and smells. And you can imagine, like, being a massage therapist, you would want a zen clean area. So I just start researching on it. I know like a couple of people that work around my house that clean, and my mom was in the cleaning business for a very long time. So I was just like, maybe instead of waiting for people to change their chemicals and waiting for them to just do the right thing, I can do this, which was when I started Nuovo Cleaning Company. Nuovo actually means new in Italian, and I'm half Italian too. So I'm just like, oh, that would be a cool thing to say, NuovoCleaningCompany.com.
It's a bear to and to type, because I'm like, Nuovo, there's like 100 vowels in there with an N, and it freaked me out. I'm just going to be honest with you. My feelings are still hurt.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay, cool. So are you doing both, or did you quit massage therapy?
Yeah, I'm doing both. No, I'm doing both right now, and I'm just getting started. I started around, like, I officially started in April.
And we're recording this in July, so what means officially started? Is that when you got your first account?
Yeah, that's when I got my first account. And it's usually, like, through friends and family, you know, like, the first, like, let me try this out and see if it's going to work. And we would go to, like, the residential areas and the clean. and like pass out cards and flyers and, you know, just for people to check us out.
But now that you're part of Cleaning Nation, hopefully you've got some other additional awesome ways to find clients.
Yes. Yes, I have. And thanks for your YouTube video. That's good. And that's how I got in the cleaning, your site.
Okay, so you saw the YouTube
cleaning
videos
Nation.
And you said, man, if this idiot can do it, then for crying out loud, I can absolutely do it.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. So are you, your massage therapy, is that all in businesses?
Yeah, it's both. I hate separating people. So I do like homes and businesses, and I actually work with DC United as well. So it's sports teams as well.
Well,
but everywhere you go, it's just...
Well, I promise we're going to get to your question, but the reason I asked is that's a pretty solid situation. If you're already if you're getting paid to go talk to business owners and residences in their home about, and they're paying you to come to their home and perform a service, and you have another service, that seems like a slam dunk, sister. You've kind of got a little advantage that most of us don't.
That's the only thing that didn't scare me about this business, is that I already go out there and try to sell myself. Not in that way, but like, you know, sell my
service. Careful how you say that, young lady. This is not that kind of a show.
I know. I'm going to get you arrested. So that's the only part that didn't scare me about like me going out there and selling a product or a service, because that's what I already do.
Well, the beautiful thing is you don't even have to.
Every business.
You don't even have to go out. You're already out. You just have to do what you're doing.
Yeah.
If they're already paying, you know, you're not trying to become a vendor for them. You're already a vendor. You're just saying, hey, I've got other offerings. That's, you can't beat that.
But it's always hard when you're in a new type of business that you're not used to. Like, I live, breathe, and do everything massage therapy. Like, you know, I'm so used to that and I'm so good at that. It's very like a comfort zone. And this is the one time I'm like stepping out in like a world I don't know. So that's why I'm really, really happy to be part of the cleaning.
I was just going to say, we will step with you. You're not alone. So we got your back, sister.
Yeah. And you guys don't make me feel like alone. So that, like, I really, really appreciate that.
Glad we could help. Hey, I don't know about the rest of these idiots, but I'm in it for the free massage. I just got to figure out a way to get you out to Phoenix from DC.
See, you could always come by.
Times three, by the way. Not just me, my wife and my little 9-month-old baby. We got to have the whole family situation.
We do infants too, see?
Oh, that is adorable. That would be awesome. I would pay just to watch
they need to
him
relax
get a little massage.
Too.
You'd probably love it.
Parents stress them out at a very young age.
No, they stress me. I need the massage first. And when I'm relaxed, then I can watch it. All right. We are already 8 minutes in, and the show has gone completely off the track. I don't think we've talked one thing about cleaning, but... We're all like 19% smarter about the massage business. So it's not all lost.
See, you live and you learn.
Live and learn. All right, sister. Now that you've delighted and entertained the audience, let me see if I can help you a little bit with some sort of coaching. Yes. What's shaking in your cleaning business? How can I help?
So my problem right now is finding products and a very like a natural product and like where I can buy it. And where other people get it, like, that's where I'm, like, shaky about. Like, I don't know where to get my products from, what a good price, you know, like, all of that.
Okay. Well, we can't, if you're a massage therapist, we can't have you being shaky, because that just, you know, that sounds, especially if you got nails, it can get, you know, violent. We don't want that.
Exactly.
So, let's get you stable, my young friend, and we will, we'll sort this all out. All right, I'm glad that you asked that, because it's kind of a small, easy question, and I don't think a lot of people ask it, because they don't think it's really a big deal. But that's probably because they're doing it wrong. So let me tell you kind of the wrong way, the second wrong way, and then we'll wander over to the right way, the best way to do it. So the wrong way is to cheap out and do it yourself. Like, anytime you're doing something yourself, that's not what you should be doing. If you're fooling around buying chemicals, nobody's running your company. So I don't want you out, you know, at Costco or Cost Plus or Smart Plus, whatever they have in your area, trying to buy these chemicals. That's not the way to do it. That's the first wrong way. The second wrong way is going nuts on price. Like, everyone's like, oh, I go. So don't do it yourself, first of all. Second of all, don't do it from a place that's retail. You are a commercial buyer. You are going to buy wholesale, not because of the price, but because of the service. So what I don't want you to do is, you know, I'm going to go to Costco, buy this because it's a nickel cheaper. And then I go over to Office Max and we buy this and I save 8 cents. And 7 hours later and $4 of gas and a whole bunch of headache. I've assembled my supplies. I haven't got a blessed thing done for real, right? So what you want to do is you want to find a supply company in your area. And supply companies, we've been out here. I'm ready to pimp one of you guys. That's awesome. No one's even called me. How dare they? So I can't give one, I can't recommend one because I don't know any of them yet. But you want to find a real supply company in your area that all they sell is wholesale. Okay. So you're going to be buying these for resale, for use. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be at the Cost Plus and the mother of fours out there buying Windex.
Yeah.
You want to be at your place. And there's a couple reasons you want to do that. First of all, what you're really looking for is the relationship, and the supplies are secondary. That's a huge mistake people make, is they're trying to save a nickel and get the cheapest supplies and blah, 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 blah. Don't worry about obviously you don't want to get screwed, but you just want to pay a fair price. Don't beat them up on price. What you're going to beat them up on is the relationship. So you're going to want to build a relationship where it's like, hey, instead of me coming down here all the time, this is more for you that have an office. You're going to come to my office once a week and check all the things that I'm missing, and you'll just refill it every week for me, or check the things that I'm low on. So they're just going to do that automated. And if you're at your house, you might say, well, I'll call in the thing that I need, but then still deliver it. So what you're really looking for is the super convenience where you're not spending a lot of time buying your materials, because that's not time once well spent. The super advanced ninja trick, and this is why you want to find one vendor that you have a relationship with. A lot of people are like, oh, I have four or five different people, and I buy my stripper here, and I buy my wax here, and I buy my Windex there, and it's ridiculous. Especially if you're a little guy, you might only be spending a couple $100 a month in supplies. So it's hard to kind of get someone interested in you for that. But if you're spending it at three different vendors, now you're spending like $9 at a place and nobody cares about you. Find one place and say, hey, I'm little, but I'm growing my company. I'm going to buy all of my stuff from you as long as you treat me fair on price. You don't have to be the cheapest. Just treat me fair. I'm going to be with you forever. We're doing $5 million a year. I'm going to buy my stuff here as long as you treat me well. And what that means is when you need a piece of equipment, they can tell you what the good and the bad, what's good and what's bad. When you need a used piece of equipment, they can turn you on the right spot. When someone comes in saying, hey, do you know of a maid service that's good? They can turn them on to you. When a talent comes in and says, hey, I've been working at this place 20 years and I'm an amazing manager and I'm looking for a new home, they think of you. That's the kind of relationship you're looking to build. The supplies are backup. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, and there's all sorts of stuff you can use these people for. Because keep in mind, all they do, like that's part of the value I bring, is all I do day in and day out is talk to cleaners. So I know kind of everything that's going on in the cleaning universe, but I charge a lot of money to talk to me. The people that sell your supplies, they're free. Like, go talk to them. So when you want your first contract, you're like, I don't know. They might have one, or they might tell you where they can get one, or who's the best guy in town to do insurance for cleaners. Like, they're a wealth of information, but you want to have that relationship, right? You don't just want to walk in and buy $4 worth of, you know, mop handles and then be like, hey, give me all of they don't care nothing about you. So just tell them, say, I know I'm little. I know you've got bigger customers. And this is for you. Like, there might be Clean Nation guys out there that do spend a lot. Don't spend it over a bunch of people. Leverage that relationship. But for you, Rudy, you're going to go, I know I'm little. I know I don't buy a lot, but I need help. You know, I'm new and I'm learning. I'm trying really hard. Could you help me? I promise you, if you're young, cute little girl walking in there asking for help, they're not going to be like, get out, lady. You know, they're going to help you.
Yeah.
So that's...
And you know, you never think about that. You never think about a supply company, like, actually helping you out and more than just buying supplies.
Yeah. And again, what's Costco going to do for you, right? Like, if you need 100, you know, 100,000 baby diapers, it's a great place to go. But if you want a relationship to help grow your cleaning company, they're not interested and they can't help you. So, you know, even stupid stuff, mop buckets, vacuum. And again, vacuums, you don't want to buy a vacuum at Costco. It's not commercial grade. You can't get a backpack. You can't get the real stuff. If you're brand new, you might not even know what a backpack is. Well, guess what? If you go to your commercial cleaning store, they'll know what a backpack is and they'll tell you why you need one. Fair?
Yes.
All right. I feel like I'm getting a little lightheaded. I've been ranting too long. Any questions or comments or anything else you need before we hit the lightning round, young lady?
Nope, I feel like you've answered everything and more.
And more. Well, that's why you come for the everything.
I just wanted to know, I just wanted to know where the company and the place to get it. And then you said that can be another connection.
Yeah, like it or not, I'm famous for you ask one question and you get the answer to the question I want to answer no matter what you ask. So hopefully that worked out okay.
Yes, it did. Thank you, Mike.
Well, I'm going to take a break and stop yapping and give you the opportunity to share. We're going to hit the lightning round. I'm going to ask the questions. You're going to give the answers. Cleaning Nation is all waiting with bated breath. Question one, what's the best piece of advice you've received in your young cleaning career, young lady?
Never think that you're not good enough to do a job, and never cheapen yourself because you're new.
Beautiful. I love that. That's good advice for cleaning business and good advice for life. Thank you for sharing that. Question two, what's the biggest mistake? I know you're new, but you still have to have made a mistake at some point. What's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business so far?
So far, buying stuff from Costco and like 7 different places, because I thought it would just be like, you know, I couldn't find anything in one place and I was going to save a penny here and a penny there, but it doesn't make sense now that we've gone through the answer.
Yeah. And again, that's the other thing I really want to encourage you. Not, I mean, there's a relationship and also the time, right? If you're spending more than an hour a month.
I spend like a whole day, sometimes weeks, just looking at things and where I can buy it. So you saved me time and money.
Oh, you're lucky you're not in Phoenix. I would come over there right now and give you a good firm shaking to get that out of you. All right. Last question. What's one idea Cleaning Nation can put into practice today that will improve their life and or their business?
Well, the biggest thing I've done so far that helped me is advertising, and never think that word of mouth is not good enough as social media and vice versa. Don't think that social media won't help you and it's just all word of mouth. So I've just tried to combine both things and use it to help and benefit myself.
Preach
and my company.
Yes, you always want multiple sources of customers. One source.
Because the older generation will tell me, just word of mouth, honey, you'll just get it. But now just tell my friends and my company. And then the younger generation will be like, oh, why don't you use Facebook and Instagram and all of this? And I'm just like, why don't we just do both?
Yes, that's the right answers. They're both fantastic. Neither of them are wrong. They're just giving you partial truths, which can trip you up. All right, Sister Rudy, thank you so much for putting up with me and for sharing your passion and your personality.
Thank you so much for helping out.
You've been awesome, Sister. I appreciate you. Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Rudy's show notes page and get everything you need to grow your cleaning company, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.